Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 18th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting here beside each other today on a beautiful but very hot day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And it's our goal this day, as it is each day, to share a word of encouragement. Today we title the message, The Call of God. The scripture text is Acts 20, verse 24.
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
This Sunday, our pastor is preaching on the call of God and has asked Brooksine and me to share our testimonies regarding our call to ministry. He's requested 4 minutes each, so I decided I would also prepare it here for our daily encouragement podcast listeners. And Brooksine will share her story on Monday. And thus you're going to hear more of my voice today than usual. I was raised in a nominally Christian home and do not recall hearing a clear challenge to accept and follow Christ in my early years. In my mid-teens, I was heading in the direction so common among that age group, increasingly trying out the things of the world. My older brother, Pat, had become a born-again Christian while in the service and was eager to share his newfound faith with his family, but initially I rejected. In August 1971, I went to a revival meeting, heard the gospel, and accepted Jesus as my Savior and Lord. After a year of half-hearted commitment, I became a serious disciple during my senior year at Truman High School in Independence, Missouri. My brother was attending Central Bible College in Springfield, Missouri, so I decided I'd also attend for a year. Maybe I'd see more clearly what God had for me. Let me parenthetically state, I believe this is still good advice for any young person, although Bible colleges are becoming very scarce. During this time, I was exposed to godly teaching, wholesome relationships, and I experienced the great blessing of serving God with fervency. For the most part, I would describe my call to ministry as a progressive calling as to what God would have me do with my life. And it was at this time I met Brooksine at Bible College. We began dating our freshman year. However, I do recall an experience with some definiteness regarding my call. During a summer break, I visited Brooksine at her home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was returning to Springfield, Missouri, where I had a summer job. I was traveling up the Will Rogers Turnpike, I-44. For some reason, I was listening to a country western station, which was not normally be my favorite type of music. This was certainly not an environment conducive to hearing from God. But as I began to contemplate the direction of my life, God spoke to my heart in a very memorable way. I began to think about my increasingly clear call to serve the Lord in vocational ministry. I considered several other fields, such as training to be a doctor or a lawyer. It occurred to me that the most skilled doctor, while he fulfills a very noble task of working on the physical body, his best labor is limited because his patient will eventually die. A lawyer may have a helpful role in regard to many of life's issues, but his labors are equally limited to this side of eternity. I then considered the great mission of impacting others for Christ. As a minister of the gospel, I would be helping people to prepare for eternity, not just for their life on earth. I began to weep as I considered the ramifications of my ministerial calling, the high calling. That was nearly 35 years ago. And the result of answering God's call has led to a very spiritually fulfilling life. I've never regretted.
His divine calling may lead one to fulfill the role of a pastor or another field of vocational ministry. Not everyone has a call to vocational ministry, but it is the call of every true believer on earth to impact others for Christ until we are called home to heaven. The Apostle Paul's ministry was multifaceted and at times bivocational. He was a tent maker. He ministered one-on-one to small groups and to large crowds. He ministered in both speaking and writing. His life's mission is summed up in the powerful phrase in our daily text, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
Like the Apostle Paul, I want to have a lifelong commitment to the great task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Some 35 years after receiving the call of God on my life, now in my mid-50s, I want to continue faithful. I like to frequently ask myself a question, and I encourage you to do the same. What am I doing today to influence the world for Christ in evangelism and to build up the body of Christ? That is our fundamental task, whether we have been called to vocational ministry or another vocation where we have opportunity in other ways to testify to God's saving grace.
Let's pray together. Father, this task of testifying to the work of your grace in our lives is a very important way we give glory to you. We recognize that apart from your abundant grace, we are weak, ineffective, and have nothing to offer that will change the circumstances in another person's life. But when we tell others of the marvelous grace we experience as we fellowship with you, we offer the good news of your salvation. We give hope that extends beyond this present life. May the hope that is within us be seen in our attitudes, our actions, and in our words. Amen.
Amen. Amen for all of us. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is the message that we prepared for Friday, July 18th, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. You can read our message there or on the archived version. And, of course, many of you receive this through email as well. We want to point out we do have some additional resources on the site today. A photo I took yesterday, not related to today's message, but an interesting photo of an Amishman pulling several hay harvesting implements in eastern Lancaster County yesterday. We also have several songs that we feel reinforce the message today. And I also want to share with you a couple of caveats to today's message if you're interested in reading them. That will be at the very bottom. Well, I've shared my story today. Brooksine will be sharing her story not only Sunday in our local church, but also with our Daily Encouragement podcast listeners on Monday. Have a blessed day and continue to faithfully testify to the gospel of God's grace.